An update now on a job story involving Congress and the Federal Aviation Administration. 4,000 FAA workers have been furloughed because of an ideological dispute over the FAA's budget. They've already gone 1 2-week pay period without a paycheck, and it could last through the summer. It's an issue affecting the air travel infrastructure across the country with an impact for vacationers, business travelers, and air cargo. And it's something we've been following for our ongoing project, Transportation Nation. Joining us this morning is someone who speaks for some of those thousands of workers. Dan Stefko is president of the Eastern Region Engineers and Architects National Air Traffic Controllers Association. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, John.
So let's just be precise here. We're not talking in this 4,000 about lots of air traffic controllers, right?
We're not talking about a single air traffic controller.
Exactly. They were deemed essential personnel, and so the furloughs affect who?
First off, the air traffic controllers are paid out of actually a different fund than us engineers. We are paid out of what's known as the Aviation Trust Fund. So when you pay user fees every time you purchase an airline ticket, that actually goes into the tune of $30 million a day, almost $200 million a week that the FAA is not collecting right now, goes to pay us as well as to fund airport runway construction projects as well as air traffic control tower projects, other things of that nature.
And Dan Stefko, it sounds as though this ideological battle in Congress, they've just basically said, all right, you're losing a couple of paychecks or six. is fine with us. So we've got bigger fish to fry. And you're saying, no, these are actual human beings and families, and they're just being needlessly abused here.
John, it's not just the 4,000 of us that are furloughed right now. This is actually going to impact 70-plus thousand construction workers right now. Like I said, I mean, this is $30 million a day we're not collecting. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of construction projects that, quite frankly, need to be done, that aren't getting done, and these are a lot of paychecks that aren't going to a lot of families, and not just our 4,000, 75,000. Like I said, this will affect every community throughout the country
with recessionary impact all around the nation. Can you name a project for me that's been shelved for now?
I would take up way too much airtime if I were to name every single project that were shelved right now. Say from Oakland Air Traffic Control Tower all the way to an air traffic control tower we're building in Wilkes-Barre Scranton right now has been completely idled because of this.
We're speaking to Dan Stefko, president of the Eastern Region Engineers and Architects National Air Traffic Controllers Association. I mean, I have to wonder, Dan, if there is actually people who can afford to go through Labor Day. I mean, there's a large portion of the population, and I'm not talking about low-income, middle-income, upper-middle-income, who are living paycheck to paycheck, for whom going 6 weeks without getting paid is not an option.
Celeste, going 2 weeks without getting paid is almost not an option. I'm pretty indicative of the 4,000 of us that are furloughed, let alone the 75,000 that are also out of work right now because of this. We all have mortgages. There are kids that need to be fed, put through college. There are car payments that need to be made. This is real, tangible. And whereas, okay, maybe if I were a factory worker or whatever you want to say, and competition from an outside entity, emerging technologies, whatever it may be, puts me out of work, okay, there's a tangible reason for that. This is completely fabricated. This is made up. There is absolutely no reason why we are at this point right now.
And in terms of the competitive issues that you talked about, you might have seen that coming. In this case, you can't really predict something like this. How does your organization help workers and families attempting to figure out what to do?
Just by doing what I'm doing right now. We hit the Hill yesterday. We had the great pleasure to meet with some congressmen on the Hill yesterday, including Mr. LaTourette from Ohio. We are engaging the media as much as humanly possible to try to keep this out on the forefront and, you know, to pardon the almost, deliberate pun, this kind of flew under the radar with the debt ceiling crisis that we just finally kind of got out of. So, this wasn't as much in the news last week as we're hoping to keep it up, keep it in the public spotlight here going forward.
Have you spoken to Senator Micah from Florida, or lawmaker there, who seems really, really unwilling to move on this?
Well, we have not spoken with Mr. Mica, and, you know, as an organization and as a whole, we are obviously not looking to point the finger at any one congressman, political party. I think there's plenty of blame to go around here. Pointing the finger and blaming someone, playing the blame game, isn't going to get us back to work. And really, there's nothing more than myself, 4,000 of us, 75,000 workers that are out of work right now would like to do more than show up to work tomorrow.
So paychecks will resume in September. Why?
Paychecks, you know, John, there is actually no guarantee that paychecks will resume in September. You know, we are at this loggerhead right now. There is absolutely no guarantee that as soon as Congress comes back into session in September that all of a sudden something magically is going to break the deadlock. And we will get back to work. But having said that, should Congress pass an extension to the FAA reauthorization to get us back to work in the short time, and hopefully should they pass long-term FAA reauthorization funding, paychecks will resume for us because we will then have the authority to collect on that aviation trust fund.
And you'll get retroactive pay. I mean, that's got to be in the settlement, right?
It's not a guarantee. I think if you were to have looked at some of the comments that were made when the government was getting ready to go through their whole shutdown earlier this year, there was talk from some members of Congress that no, we would not get back pay. So it's not a definite.
How's it feel to be so low on the food chain? Ouch.
I laugh because it's. If I didn't, I'd cry. It's shocking, to be honest with you. This is something that none of us expected.
Well, he's headed up to the Hill once again. Dan Stefko is president of the Eastern Region Engineers and Architects of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, advocating for 4,000 furloughed FAA workers. No end in sight. Dan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.